Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Our buddy Jay Gruden joins us every single Monday after Washington's latest game, normally at 5 o'clock, but he's traveling today. So he's on the Rude guest hotline right now. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV.
On air and on the road, Jay Gruden is driven by the Tedbert Automotive Group, Tedbert Ford in Chantilly and Fairfax, or F-150 headquarters, Tedbert Lincoln in Chantilly, and Tedbert Chevrolet in Sterling, all home to Tedbert for life. Lifetime vehicle coverage. See and shop them all at Tedbert.com.
So, Jay, we talked about this in our first hour. How much better should we feel after four blowout losses in a row, three against pretty elite teams, but all against really, really good offenses? When Washington hangs, goes to overtime, plays a really close, competitive, normal NFL game, but a bad team beats them after trying to give them the game, and Washington gave it back.
Yeah, it's a tough pill to swallow. That's the game when you watch a film that Washington looked like the better team all across the board. I mean, they played really good. They played spirited ball on defense. Gave up a couple big plays. Offensively, they moved the ball up and down the field, did pretty good in the running game. Mariota had an efficient day in the passing game, but the kicking game hurt them. The punt return drop hurt them, and red zone efficiency hurt them. So you fly out of Spain, miserable that you lost the game. No way are you in any way, shape, or form excited that you hung in there in a football game. You're sick that you lost the game.
What would frustrate you most here as a coach? Not over the stretch where you're getting blown out, but in a game like this, where, as you mentioned, so many opportunities, so many kind of self-inflicted wounds, what part would frustrate you the most, do you think?
Wow, I think probably the red zone issues that they had, you know, the chance to maybe kick a field goal, get a lead. The drop punt was really absolutely horrific. I'd probably say the drop punt, number one, and then number two, the red zone deficiency.
I want to go to the defense. I think that's the story of the day. You got a new play caller, quote-unquote a new coordinator, with Quinn taking over for Witt. The results were way, way better. There's no doubt about that. You look at some of the things they were able to do in this game. Only three conversions on third down, which was the best since week six. Lowest net passing since week eight. Two turnover on downs, first time in 2 years. Three sacks, first time since week eight. Two sacks in the first half, first time since week five. How much of that is the Dolphins and Tua and leveling down in competition? You know, offense helping them with time of possession, and how much was it that they actually played better and Quinn made an impact?
I think all the above, really. I think offense did a great job of keeping the defense fresh, and the defense played hard. They brought some timely blitzes. They did a good job with the inside runs for the most part. The perimeter plays hurt them a little bit. They gave up a couple chunks here and there, but for the most part, they stood up when they had to stand up. It was an impressive day by those guys. And Miami's been playing pretty good. You know, they They've won three out of the last four games now, and they've been playing a little bit better on offense, or minus a couple really good players, but they have a lot of speed with Waddle and Devon Achane, and they've been pretty good on offense. So to shut them down like they did, I think, is a tribute to Coach Quinn and the staff and the players for coming out.
Jay Gruden with us here on G&D. What is it about those outside runs right now? I know Achane does that to a lot of people because he's got so much speed, he's so explosive, but it just feels like whenever they wanted to do it, they could have gotten 10 yards running off that right side.
Yeah, that's the tough thing about Washington's defense is the lateral quickness that they don't have. I think that's they don't have the ability to cover a lot of grass. If I was Washington's defense, I'd hope the team ran in between the tackles every play because we'd feel pretty good about that. But once they get on the perimeter, there's not a lot of speed out there. And it's tough. You know, Achane does a really good job of setting up his blocks and hit the corner. They do a great job in the perimeter screen game, as did Washington. They had a couple really good hits in this perimeter screen game, the touchdown to Debo. So, now, those are tough plays to stop for a lot of teams, and especially Washington because they don't have a lot of team speed.
Felt like they did a nice job on Jalen Waddle, though. Now, he had been one of the hottest receivers in the league coming in. Three catches for 52 yards, had the 31-yard catch and run at one point. But seven targets, you know, it wasn't a lot of snaps, only 54 plays for Miami, so maybe that's part of it. But that was the first time in weeks where it didn't feel really, really easy for a wide receiver one.
Yeah, that's true. They did a good job, and you're right. They only had 54 snaps because Washington did a good job. Both teams really were pretty efficient in the running game and eating up the clock. Both teams were able to move the ball between the 20s pretty good. Just when they got in the red zone, neither team really could capitalize on some opportunities, which made it a lower-scoring game. But, yeah, I think that's one of the big things when you walk into playing the Dolphins. Hey, we got to stop Waddle. We got to limit his explosive plays, and obviously we got to tackle this Devon Achane guy out in the perimeter. You know, those are the two weapons that they have, and that's the only two that they have. And for the most part, they did a pretty good job on Waddle, but, you know, Achane had a couple big hits.
You mentioned the run game for Washington. Chris Rodriguez is averaging 4.7 a pop after a big day yesterday, which is actually the lowest of any total in 3 years for him. He's a career 4.8, 4.9 per carry guy. What do you think of him? What did you see from him yesterday?
I like he runs with his pads down, physical runner. He sees holes, and he hits them pretty good. You know, he's not going to hit you for a 25 or 30 yard gain very often, but he can get between the tackles and make positive plays for you, keep the chains in your obviously in your favor. You know, second and four or five is a hell of a lot better than second and nine. So yeah, I like Chris the way he runs. He's a tough kid. It's a good change of pace, I think, with the two backs that they have. They're a good change of pace guys, and they both bring value to the franchise.
Jay, with that long flight and everything being so far away from home, go back to that London game, which resulted in a tie, which still irritates me, to be honest with you. I wonder how you feel about it. But back then, did you treat that as kind of a special week in the sense that, hey, we know this isn't a normal road city in the NFL. This is kind of a unique deal. Did you do some of that team bonding stuff and kind of make it a sleepaway camp and things like that? And kind of how would you have handled that, thinking about this, you know, out of the country game?
We tried to make it as normal as possible, even though it wasn't normal at all. You know, we left a little bit later than normal. We flew, I think, Thursday and got there Friday morning, and we had our practice. We had to go in there and get dressed and have practice Friday morning. Deshaun and Trent Williams were sitting by the goalpost taking a nap, and we're getting ready for a walkthrough. And, yeah, it was tough. You know, we had to go in there and have meetings and all that stuff. It was a rough Friday, but once we got this Friday night and Saturday, we had a couple activities. It was fun. And then, of course, the game was you know, we were pretty efficient in that game. We had a couple bad calls by the referees, a couple missed kicks. We tied that damn game. It pissed me off.
Yeah.
It makes me sick. Worst PI call in the history on Pierre Garçon. But anyway, it was. I think it was a good deal for the players and the staff to witness and to experience one time. One time was enough, though.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking at the numbers from that game, Kirko threw for 458, and it looks like Crowder went for a hundo, and Jordan Reed
had a huge game.
9 for 99. Vernon Davis, 5 for 93. Everybody ate. Garcon, 6 for 70. You guys had a day.
Spread it around. Yeah, Kirk did a great job of spreading around. We had a good plan. You know, I coached with the Bengals, and I know Mike Zimmer's defense and Gunther. We had a pretty good plan for those guys attacking their coverage. It was fun, and Kirk did a great job getting the ball out. We picked up their blitzes, which was fun because that's Zimmer and Gunther, especially the double-A bull crap. And we got it up pretty good, but we ended up with a tie.
Yeah, you needed one more kick. Was it Dustin Hopkins, I think, at
that
time?
I think it was Dustin Hopkins.
That couldn't drill the kick, and you guys end up tying the game. All right, back to the 2025 Commanders and what Dan Quinn's going through. So now they go into their bye week. How would you go about this in a lost season with all these injuries, obviously? The record is now 3-8. Take us through the days ahead here. Do you, as a coach, take a few days off to recharge the batteries? Do you give your staff time off? Obviously, the players will get plenty of it. How does that work?
Yeah, for sure. You give everybody a couple of days off. And then when they come back to the building, it's business as usual, man. We got to put our best foot forward. And we have six games left, and we want to win as many as we can. We got to get these guys ready. We got to prepare them. It's normal football. You're not going to take anything for granted. You want your best players to play. You want your team to get some wins. I mean, it's just, you only have 17 of these games a year. So find out the best players, play them, and try to get some wins against some good teams. I mean, Philadelphia's going to be playing for the number one seed in the NFC. Let's spoil their party. You know what I mean? You got to play Dallas again. It's always good to beat Dallas. Hell. So there's a lot of good football left to be played. I think the coaches will be motivated. I think the players have to be motivated by the coaches. And I think when it comes game time, they'll be ready to go.
Yeah, how do you do it? I mean, it's easy to say. It's another thing to get up for these kinds of games, to your point. Like, this is master of motivation type stuff here, right?
Yeah, it's easy to say that we're not going to win the Super Bowl this year. Let's go play. But it is football. And, you know, as a kid growing up in college and high school, you're not always playing for championships. You're not always playing for rings. You're playing to play, to have some fun, and kick the opponent's ass. That's what you're playing for. You're looking for competitive people to do that. And I think Coach Quinn and will have a good – well, this will be a good test for him to really identify the players that he wants in his building for years to come, as far as the competitive guys that want to go out there and put their best foot forward and win games, no matter the situation.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. We're at Nats Park today. We're going to be talking to the brand-new manager of the Nats, just introduced, Blake Butera, coming up in about 15 minutes on the show. And Paul Taboni, the president of Baseball Ops, stops by at 5. Right now on the Rude Guest Hotline, you're hearing from former Redskins head coach Jay Gruden. Washington losing a sixth straight game yesterday. They were over in Madrid taking on the Dolphins. Jay, you mentioned, you know, what lies ahead for Dan. I want to dive into the Jaden decision. So before I lead the witness, if Daniels is healthy and can play a few games at the end of this year, would you bring him back or shut him down?
I bring him back if the offensive line's intact and everybody's playing. You know, you got a chance to beat Philadelphia. I think they play Philadelphia at the end, and maybe Dallas, I don't know. But, yeah, for sure I would. I think he's a young quarterback. It's not like it's coming off a knee injury or a back or something like that, or a neck or a concussion. This is an elbow or arm, a left arm at that. So I think I would definitely play him, because any experience is good experience for a quarterback.
Well, you said if everybody's playing. So let's say the offensive line is available, and McLaurin should be back out of the bye week anyway. But let's say they are still down some receiver talent like they have been. Would that affect the decision at all, or are you still full go? And what do you say to the people who suggest just shut him down and make sure he's fully healthy going into the offseason and basically redshirt him the rest of the year?
I want to show the world that this guy's back. You know, I'm tired of the narrative that he's too little, he's going to get injured all the time. I want to have a great last two games of the season. I want him to win both games and put the NFC East on a warning track for the Washington Commanders come next year when he's fully healthy for 17 games. I just hate the fact that people are saying, I told you he's going to be hurt all the time because of his frame and his running style. No, get him in there, let him play, let him win some games, and show the world that he's the Jaden Daniels we all know.
What would you do different or nothing when he comes back to try to make sure he's healthy?
I'm not going to do anything different, man. You got a bad arm. You know, it's not a knee. It's not a neck. You know what I mean? I'm playing full court. Now, I might not call as many quarterback design runs and all that stuff, but he's going to run some scramble. But, you know, it's his job to protect himself. He does a good job for his career so far protecting himself. That was just a unique fall that he had on his arm. I don't know what to say about that. But, I just think you got to play the kid. I mean, he's young. He's athletic. And he is the franchise for the Washington Commanders. And if he's got a chance to play the last two games and upset some people and put the rest of the league on alert for next year, I'd do it.
I'm with you. And I don't know that anybody would argue that he's the franchise and a second contract guy. I mean, I think everybody's seen enough to know that that's the case. I am curious, though, on double-clicking. It sounds like despite three injuries this year and four dating back to kind of the middle of last year, you don't have any real concerns about durability with him.
I don't know. I mean, I talked to the trainers, but the trainers clear him, and Jaden wants to play. Jaden's a competitor, man. I'd put him out there.
Let me ask it better. I don't mean in terms of bringing him back. You're saying you think it's kind of a few fluky things, but you're not worried about his ability to stay healthy long term.
I'm not at all. No. That's the narrative when he came out of college is what I'm saying. Oh, he's too frail. He's, you know, he runs too much. He takes too many hits, which might be the case. I don't know. But I would put him out there just because I think the team needs it. I think going into the offseason, get a couple wins late in the year, I think would be awesome for the team morale just moving into 2026. And it'd be good for Jaden to get some confidence under his belt. And I don't want to treat this guy like he's some kind of eggshell guy. You know what I mean? He's a quarterback in the National Football League. This isn't going to change. He's going to take some hits. I mean, he's got to deal with it and deliver the ball and make some plays with his legs and do what Jaden does. We can't protect him forever.
How would you treat this bye week coming up, Jay, with a pretty rough stretch coming out with Denver, who had a huge win yesterday. Now they're 9-2. Minnesota blitzes a ton, and then you got that division sort of run there at the end of the year. What would you do during this bye week for the guys?
Well, we prepare for Denver for sure. There's no doubt about it. We try to do this some self-scouting, make sure we're playing the right people, our scheme is intact, make sure our pass protection is okay. We had a couple free runners last week against Miami and the week before that, so we got to get that cleaned up. We got to get everybody playing on the same page, come up with a great game plan, some good practices, some competitive practices, maybe do some ones-on-ones with some of your extra days and get the guys going.
Jay Gruden on Grant and Danny on the Fan. Last night, the Eagles defense destroyed the Lions. Detroit had some O-line problems when they came here, and Washington couldn't take advantage. Needless to say, the Eagles certainly did, and Jared Goff had one of the worst games, certainly in Detroit, but maybe of his career. What did you make of the statement Philly made as the runaway now leaders in the division?
Yeah, defense still wins championships, that's for sure, and they can win any game with that defense the way they're playing. They got a great secondary, a great defensive line, a linebacking core is deep and fast. So, yeah, they're unbelievable. And then Hurts doesn't make many mistakes, and they just methodically whoop your ass from start to finish. And they're going to be a tough team to beat. That's why I want to see Jaden healthy when they play Philly, kick their ass at the end of the year, knock them out of the number one seed, and move on with 2026.
Would you make a Chiefs-Broncos in the afternoon yesterday?
You know, Broncos, again, they're another team with that incredible defense. They're on pace to break the league record for sacks. They get after you a lot of different ways with a four-man rush, a six-man rush, a five-man rush. Vance Joseph does a great job over there. And Bo Nix, is say what you want about his accuracy and all that stuff, but he is a baller late in the games, man. He makes the throws when he has to and pulls the games out late. And, they put a number on Patrick and the Chiefs, and Denver's for real now.
Who'd you learn more about? Got about a minute left with you, Jay. The Rams or the Seahawks? 2-point win for L.A. Seattle's defense was actually phenomenal in the game. You wouldn't have known it, but some short field scores for the Rams. What'd you make of that vaunted matchup between 7-2s in the West?
Well, you can't turn the ball. You can't throw four picks, Sam Darnold. You can't do it. You know, he threw some errant passes and a couple pressure passes, and the Rams forced them. The Rams defense is very good. Their front four is good, and Matthew's an efficient quarterback. He's not going to turn the ball over very often, so to beat the Rams, you got to play efficient football, sound football, stay away from penalties and turnovers, because if you turn it over, they're going to whoop you every time. So it's two great teams going at it. I still think Seattle's got a chance to win the NFC West, that's for sure.
Jay, awesome as always, brother. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it. Thank you, guys.
You got it, man. On air and on the road, Jay Gruden is driven by the Ted Britt Automotive Group, Ted Britt Ford and Chantilly in Fairfax, your F-150 headquarters, Ted Britt Lincoln and Chantilly, and Ted Britt Chevrolet in Sterling. All home to Ted Britt for life. Lifetime vehicle coverage. See and shop them all at TedBritt.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.